Posters of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad festoon this hilltop neighborhood overlooking Tripoli, Lebanon's second largest city. This one reads, "The Arab nation will not kneel as long as Bashar al-Assad is their commander." But Abu Ali Zumar, a local militia commander, admits it has been 5 years since he has gone down the hill to the Mediterranean shore, only 1 kilometer from his apartment. Blocking his way are militia from Tripoli's Sunni-majority population. They back the rebels in neighboring Syria. Last week, Syria's civil war spilled over into Lebanon as fighting broke out between the two groups here, killing 17 and wounding 77 more.
Here in Tripoli, Lebanon, the Lebanese army has imposed a ceasefire after fighting between supporters and opponents of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This man here is one of 20 Lebanese volunteers who were killed fighting with the rebels inside Syria.
With the Syrian border only 30 kilometers north of here, the Lebanese men went to help their fellow Sunni in the ranks of the Free Syrian Army. On Syria Street, the border between the two warring communities, Sheikh Walid Tabush is the imam of Tabaneh. He believes that his enemies up the hill collaborate with Syrian intelligence. They are from the same Alawite sect as the al-Assad clan that rules Syria. The imam says Lebanon's Alawite minority must break its ties with Syria's rulers now, before the regime collapses.
We have heard from France, America, and Russia that it is possible that Syria will be divided, that Bashar al-Assad will go to Tartus and Latakia and form the Alawi state in Syria. This will have a negative effect on the whole Arab region, not only on Tripoli.
In a rare interview, Zumar, the Alawite militia commander, says his Sunni neighbors radicalized in recent years.
They got Islamic features, with beards and mustaches, and dressed like bin Laden. They became fanatic and started to denounce others in the mosques and on TV. We were used to them. We were brothers living together.
Showing a photo of his 3-year-old son with an AK-47 rifle, Zumar says he fights to protect Alawites against ethnic cleansing by Sunnis. Down the hill, Lebanon's army now patrols Syria Street, keeping a close eye on both sides. Lebanon's army may be the best hope for stopping violence spreading here from neighboring Syria. James Brook, VOA News, Tripoli.